I realize, like, oh, the bankers that have had the most success are the ones that love just having this conversation about someone's future. Whereas the bankers that have not had that much success, the only reason why they're having this conversation is so that they can get an appointment. So this is how they are coming across with clients, and the reason why one is not struggling to get appointments, the other one is.
Welcome to the Banking on Sales Success podcast. I'm your host, Brian Drake. After a decade-long journey working in the banking industry, I learned a lot about what works and what doesn't, and now I'm sharing those insights with you. If you've been in the banking industry for some time, you've probably realized that the majority of sales advice out there isn't built for us. Let's dive into the episode.
Welcome to episode 21 of Banking on Sales Success. Today is going to be a bit of a special episode, special for me anyway, because I'm going to be talking about a lesson I learned as a sales coach in my time coaching bankers. I've been doing this for about a year and a half now, and I've been helping bankers get more appointments onto their financial advisor's calendar. And at this point, I think I've coached like 50 or 60 people. And within those 50 or 60 people, there's been a bit of a spectrum. There's been some of my students who have gone from scheduling one to two advisor appointments a month to scheduling one or two a day. And then I've had some students that have seen a slight increase, and then I've had some that have not seen much of an increase at all. And I'm teaching them virtually the same exact process. So recently, I took a step back and started looking at all of my students and asking myself, like, what is the difference between the students that have had the most success compared to the students that haven't seen a huge increase? And what do I need to understand here in order to get more people to see a lot more appointments? So I'm going to be talking with you about that lesson. And I'm also going to be just actually going into an overview of the framework that I teach. So you have an understanding to the type of conversation that these bankers are having to get more appointments on the advisor's calendar. So with that being said, let's go and get into it. First thing I want to talk with you about is the conversation I have with bankers when they are looking to join my coaching program. And I'll tie that into what I teach them to have with clients. When a banker reaches out to me and says, "Brian, I want to join your coaching program. I need some help." I get into a call with them and I start asking them questions. I start engaging them about really what they're looking for. And it's all pretty common. Like, I want to be able to see more appointments on the calendar so I can make a lot more commission per month. And when I start asking them to describe their life once they reach their commission goal, they start describing how they'll feel much more financially secure. They'll feel like their peers are going to look up to them. They feel like they'll get recognition from their supervisors. They feel like they'll reach the promotion that they know they're capable of. And we really have an engaging conversation about their life on the other side of them reaching whatever goal they have. And then what we do together is we talk about a plan in order to get them there. And then they decide from there whether or not they want to join the program. And for the most part, after that conversation, quite a few bankers do end up choosing to work with me and I end up helping them. So that sort of conversation is very similar to the type of conversation I teach bankers to have with clients. So let me give you an overview of that. Whenever a banker is reaching out to a client, let's say over the phone, they start talking with him about the life they hope to live, like the life they hope to live after all of their years of hard work spent working their 9 to 5. And they ask them to describe that life to them. And then they have this engaging conversation about, this person's life. And then they start asking them some honest questions. Questions like, "So now that we know the life you want to live, like how much do you believe you're going to need in order to actually fund that sort of life?" And then once they have a conversation about that, then they start talking about how much the client has working for themselves now in order to get there. After that, they ask, like, "Well, what's your time frame here? Like, when would you like to start living this life?" And so the banker then understands the life they hope to live, how much they believe it's going to cost, how much they have working for themselves now, their time frame. And then after they have that conversation, they then say, like, "Look, if we can meet with you and give you some reassurance that the current financial plan will bridge that gap between where you are right now and where you want to go, or if we can give you some advice that will enhance the likelihood of financial success for you and your family, like, would you find that valuable at this stage in your life?" And although the client may not have found it valuable before, now they've had the conversation and the banker got them thinking about it. Now the client's like, "Well, yeah, let's do it." Then they get the appointment on the calendar. So that's a very basic overview of the conversation that I teach that has proven to work. So the question becomes, what is the reason some of my students who have had the most success getting 1 to 2 appointments a day, what is the difference between them and the students that have not had that much success? So it really comes down to the intention and the reason the banker's having that conversation in the first place. Let me give you some context here. When I think about my own personal success, getting bankers to join my coaching program, I think about how much I actually love talking with a banker about the life they hope to get themselves to, like the life on the other side of them reaching whatever appointment goal, commission goal, whatever it may be. Like, I genuinely enjoy having that conversation and I become emotionally invested with them. And you can just tell in my energy, in my eagerness to help them, like you can just tell that I'm right there with them, imagining their life with them. And they know that I'm somebody who genuinely wants to help them. And so once I do recommend they join my program, they feel like they can trust me because they know that I want to help them get there as badly as they want to. So again, I'm emotionally invested. Now, if you look at the bankers that have had the most success in this program, it's the same sort of story. And I actually ask them about it as well. I would ask them, what is the reason you love having this conversation with clients? And they would say, well, I love engaging somebody about their future. I love helping someone get clarity. I like being able to get a sense of fulfillment, knowing that I'm genuinely trying to help people get to a life they hope to live someday. And then they said, and as a byproduct, I love that I end up with all these appointments on the calendar. And then if I went to the bankers that were not having as much success, and I would ask them, what is the reason why you love having this conversation? Some of them would be like, well, I don't really necessarily like having this conversation. I'm only having it because I really want to get appointments on the calendar. So taking a step back, I realized like, oh, the bankers that have had the most success are the ones that love just having this conversation about someone's future. And they've seen success getting appointments on the calendar. So they just genuinely love having this conversation. Whereas the bankers that have not had that much success, the only reason why they're having this conversation is so that they can get an appointment. So this is how they are coming across with clients. And the reason why one is not struggling to get appointments, the other one is the banker that's having the conversation to get an appointment on the calendar. That's why they're even having the conversation. They're coming across as a banker who's just trying to collect data. Like, I'm only having this conversation, asking these questions so I can get some data. And then I'm hoping I can get you to a point where you want to meet with the advisor. I make that recommendation and we move forward. Like, their intention is just about the appointment. Whereas the other bankers are having this conversation with a client about their future. They're becoming noticeably emotionally invested in the conversation, which the client can feel. And now the client feels like they're in the presence of someone who's got their arm around them on the same side of the table. Like, all right, here's the future that we're now both emotionally invested in you getting to. Now let's have an honest conversation about what you believe you'll need in order to fund it and where you're at right now. And the banker that is emotionally invested, the client feels like they can trust them. So when that recommendation happens about the client meeting with the advisor for reassurance, it feels genuine. And the truth is, it feels genuine because it is genuine. The banker really wants the client to feel reassured that they will get there. And so it took me a while to have this understanding because I just naturally love helping people bridge the gap between where they are and where they want to go. And I genuinely love having that conversation. I haven't really thought about that needing to be a necessary ingredient to this process that I teach, which to me is bringing heart into the conversation itself. So if you are struggling to get clients onto your advisor's calendar, the type of conversation you can have to help them get there is talking to them about their future, having them describe it to you, how much you believe it'll cost, how much they have working for themselves now to, of course, qualify them, and then making the recommendation for reassurance. But if you're going into that conversation just so you can get an appointment, no matter how well or fine-tuned you can find yourself going through that conversation with a client, it won't really go anywhere because the client won't feel like they're in the presence of someone who really cares. They'll feel like they're in the presence of a banker who's hoping to get an appointment on the calendar because that's their agenda. That's the why they're having the conversation in the first place. So if you are somebody interested in getting more appointments, trust me, have that conversation, have it with a desire to help these people get to the life they hope to live. And you'll find a lot more people leaning into you and trusting you as you make that advisor recommendation. So with that being said, I wish you guys the best of luck.